and welcome to Autistically Unapologetic, the unfiltered and unmasked podcast about everything autism. Here's your host, Devin Morrissey.
Hi, and welcome to Autistically Unapologetic with me, Devin Morrissey. Today, we will be entering part two of my conversation with fellow Love on the Spectrum cast member, Adon Correa. Now, on the last episode, Adon shared about his childhood growing up on the autism spectrum, growing up with a father who serves as a politician for the state of California, and his appearances on the first two seasons of the show. Now, on this episode, we will be discussing Adon's time on this recent season of the show and how he's been doing since filming Wrapped. You will also get the chance to hear from Adon on what he's been up to since the show. And for the very first time in Autistically Unapologetic history, you'll get to hear us answer your questions from you, the fans. Please welcome back to Autistically Unapologetic, Adon Correa. So before we enter part two of our conversation, I need to take this moment to say that it is important for people to remember that this podcast is completely unbiased. It is 100% unbiased. As a podcast host, it is important to be fair and impartial while staying honest to the truth. And having Adon as a friend outside of the show, it's really only right to hear his experiences of his time on the show as well.
I don't know if we're seeing the third season of Love on the Spectrum or not, but just know both parties, like everybody on the show, they were genuine.
So absolutely. With that said, Adon, are you ready for part two?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, the third season of Love on the Spectrum was released a few months ago, and you were reintroduced, but this time as a main cast member. What was that like being on the other side where your story was being told?
Let me tell you, it was actually very invigorating and liberating because...
Really?
My girlfriend, she was the main star. It was all about Danny in the first two seasons. But this time, the tables had turned. Primarily about my point of view. Danny, everybody saw how Danny's life was, her first two relationships. And now they got to see how things were going with my personal life. And I'm glad because love ain't sunshine and rainbows as the media would let you pertain. Let you believe, I mean.
Something that I really thought about, honestly, was throughout the course of the next few seasons, when I think about it, David got to be featured as a main cast member since his relationship with Abby really, really blossomed in front of the world.
Happy and for so, the both of them, Abby and David, A&D.
Very nice. Love Abby and David both tremendously. And I thought, okay, if David is able to have... you know, the spotlight as a main cast member, it only is fair that Adon gets that as well. So I was really happy to hear that your story was really being told from your own point of view, because there's a lot of people that for the past two seasons, they really had a lot of questions to learn a lot more about Adon. Like, they wanted to know more about you, which I thought was really important. Now, season three caught up with you and Danny and where things left off from season two. Now, things did not necessarily go well in terms of your relationship, and you both decided to go your separate ways at the end of the season. First off, I'm really sorry to hear about this. And second, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. When it comes to ending a relationship, I'm going to flat out say it right now. It's always, there is no right way to break up in a relationship except how you treat your former spouse, your former partner. And let's be real, folks. When there's a breakup, there is no sugarcoating it. It's going to look bad either way. It's going to feel painful. However, the way me and Danny handled it, where we both agreed to neutrally end it, that's how you do it. Because here's the deal. Who dumps who, that's irrelevant. If you can get both parties to agree to a breakup, it's not about who dumped who. It's about, is this relationship working or... is it best to cut ties and hopefully to remain friends? Because we live in an era of secularism, especially in Hollywood and entertainment, where people compromise their morals, their beliefs, their values to be in entertainment. And if you've seen the third season, you can understand I was struggling with some of Danny's needs. She wanted an intimate relationship. I can respect that. Many guys would go for it. Heck, I do want to have that one day, but not outside of faith. Me and my dad, if you've seen the third season, you know very well I was not comfortable with this. I was wrestling with God. I was wrestling with my faith. Mm-hmm. I was wrestling with Who is Alan Correa without Netflix? Who is he? I prayed about it. I wrestled with it. I sought therapy, etc. And I ultimately chose to stand up for my faith. And
yeah,
I appreciate everything Netflix has done for me. Truly, I do. And
yeah,
respectfully, it's true. They got me into the entertainment industry a lot faster than I would have by myself. However, respectfully, I've seen actors and voice actresses out there like Neil McDonough. He's one of the voice actors who I actually idolized, in the sense where I saw his speech and the importance of sticking to your beliefs and your morals over compromising. And of course, it took him a lot longer. He lost a lot of money. He lost his house. He lost his car. But over time, he got it all back. Yes. He has a loving wife and family and kids. And he still has everything he once had. But the principle was morals. Principles. Character. It's true. People have compromised to get the easy route. And I pray that my example, even if it was a sad story in the moment, it's part of who I am. And I'm thankful to Christ I chose him over compromise. And I loved Danny. Truly, I did. And I wish her nothing but the best. And in a relationship, we both loved each other so much, we were unwilling to force one another to compromise. And that's what I admired about her, that as she recognized my needs, I recognized hers. And she recognized that her love for me was great at the time, because we didn't want to force each other. In the beginning, we agreed on one thing. We weren't going to force each other to do anything that was unconsensual. We weren't going to shame one another. We weren't going to peer pressure one another. We were going to be legit and genuine and mutual.
Yeah,
we were going to. This was an equal relationship. And that's one of the things I admired about Danny Bowman, is she was willing to be mature and professional about this, as was I. And I'm especially grateful that even though we did break up, we were both professional about it. And you can tell that, yes, she was crying and I wasn't. But you could also tell that there was inner turmoil, because Netflix probably won't have me in the fourth season. But I'm also grateful that God gave me this opportunity. And I know from the bottom of my heart and soul that he's got something better for me, whether or not this works out, because I chose to stick up for him. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Don't ever regret it. It's important to be in a relationship, absolutely. But never forget the first relationship you have, first and foremost, aside from your relationship with your creator, your relationship with yourself. I've helped people in armies to recover from abusive relationships. Never mind the Netflix relationship. Let me ask you, do you really want to be in a relationship that's abusive? Even if it's not a physical abuse, do you want to be in something just so you're not lonely? I've seen that happen so often. They stayed in those toxic circles because they didn't want to be lonely. They didn't want to be alone. And not that it would have turned out abusive or toxic, but
yeah,
I wouldn't have been able to live with myself. I really wouldn't have, because at the end of the day, even though you've got your partner, you live with yourself all the time, 24/7, first and foremost, you and God. And if you can't live with yourself, if you've compromised and there's no going back, because relationships come and go, but your relationship to yourself, aside from God, that's one you can never walk away from. That's one that's with you, even beyond death. Part of me does wish it did work out. I grant you, I don't regret it. I know that sounds a little callous, but like I said, I would make that decision again. I will make that decision no matter what happens. No matter if the people love me or hate me, with all due respect, you people do not speak for me.
Yeah,
I've had some hateful comments, and I'm very disappointed in some of the people who have reached out to me who are disrespectful on social media, who said that I blew it. Respectfully, no, I did not blow it. It's unfortunate that you actually disrespected me, but more than anything, it's unfortunate that you're saying I should have chosen Danny over Christ.
Yeah.
No! You people speak for yourselves, and with all due respect, I'm never going to compromise my faith.
Yeah.
You can hate me, you can shame me, I don't give a butt. I'd rather be in good graces with God than him hate me. I'd rather you people hate me than be hated by God. I'm always going to have hate no matter what. Respectfully, you're going to be hated whether you've done the right thing or the wrong thing. I'd rather be hated for being me. And my greatest haters, you're my greatest followers. If you hate what I do, but you still follow what I do, that still makes you a fan. So
exactly.
If it wasn't for your encouraging remarks, I wouldn't have had the courage to go through with it. So don't give up. You know I will.
As I said before, plenty of times when we were shooting season one and when season one premiered, and I'll say it again, let the haters motivate. I will say that I know this is going to come as a shock to many, 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 many people, but I have not watched the third season yet. I have not. I have known about the situation that both Adon and Danny were in from when it happened. And it is very unfortunate because it happened in a very public way. But I think at the same time, it kind of is a proven thing that breakups unfortunately do happen. If something doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. But I do agree with you on one thing, that blaming either side is not okay, nor should it be acceptable. A lot of people forget, like, yeah, it is a TV show, but these are real people outside of the TV cameras. And this was a very public breakup. It really genuinely was.
If you've seen the third season, you know how I talked about this with my dad, how I actually was wrapping my head around this. And the day before the phone call, the episode before that, how me and Danny were in the orange circle having coffee. You know damn well that that was not easy to break it to her. And I saw footage of the interview, what happened when she was by herself and how she felt betrayed. I understand that completely. I do. In a way, from her perspective, perhaps I did betray her. However, I'm happy she found love again. So Danny's story is not over, nor is mine.
It just is going in different directions.
Exactly. Love goes in a different direction, and she was able to move on. I'm able to move on, and we should be happy for one another. But like Devin said, especially, I don't blame Danny, and I know some people blame me online. I've read the comments. Like I said, he paid me. I'll take that as support.
Social media bullying harassment is never okay. And that is something where they are so quick to jump the gun because they think they know us, when in actuality, they don't. If you get to know someone outside of the show, outside of TV cameras, outside of all of that Hollywood gits and glamour, you really see what really goes on. See what goes on. And that's really all I'm going to say about the matter, out of the respect for the situation. I do wish that maybe certain things could have been worked out, and I wish that maybe certain things were projected a different way, but life doesn't always go your way that it wants, and that's just the thing. I will say, though, however, there have been a massive outpouring of people that have been very kind and receptive towards you, Adon, and the way that you came across as super humble and very down to earth, in addition to standing up for your beliefs and what you believe is right. What is your key to being so generous and empathetic while maintaining and sticking to your beliefs?
My message is this, and here's my secret. Stand up for yourself, your character. Because let me tell you, on the episode of the anniversary of me and Danny's anniversary, they're going to deny it, obviously, but there were moments where, behind the cameras, they were trying to encourage me talking about intimacy in Mexico, like this one trip. And you know what's so funny that I actually did was this. There will be dark moments in entertainment where you'll be forced to do something or encouraged to do something you don't want to for the sake of the gig. And what I did was, in that moment, I actually broke character, being all professional when they weren't getting the hit that I wanted to talk about something else. I did something where they finally agreed to just shut up about intimacy in Mexico. And I said this, like, why don't we move along? This is making me feel very uncomfortable. I thought we were here to have a good time. I didn't think I was actually here to, like, because I gave them subtle hints. I was trying to be polite about it, but it's like, okay, they're going to make me feel uncomfortable and look stupid. If anyone's going to look stupid, I'm going to make myself look stupid. Curly Joe, you're on. I'm like, why don't we talk about something else? This is making me feel very uncomfortable. And I thought we was here to have a good time. Not to make one of us feel so uncomfortable they break character. I mean, it's bad for the dialogue. And it's like, okay, let's talk about something else. The reason it worked out is, number one, people knew I love voice acting and they knew who I was, so I was able to get away with that. Sometimes you got to break character. You got to break the quota, especially when you're on camera, because you may lose the gig on camera, perhaps. I knew that risk when we broke up. However, I want to be able to live with myself in a good way.
Yes.
Instead of looking at myself in the mirror and then just turning away and forgetting who I am.
That's the thing where I've seen a lot of people really resonate with you, is because you did stand up and say, okay, this is really not what I'm really willing to compromise. This is my own beliefs within myself that I need to stick up for. And you and I have had plenty of conversations about it as things were going down. I'm not going to share about it, but I think from the conversations that we've had, you were made it very, very clear that this was not something that you were willing to negotiate. Yeah, you may have mentioned that you might be down for it at some point, but you also made it very clear that you are not willing willing to compromise that sacred part, because a lot of people don't realize intimacy before marriage is very, 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 very sacred. And it is a very sensitive subject. And some people are willing to do it. Some people are like, you know what? That is the limit. And so, yeah, things did not go well. But at the end of the day, you stuck to your guns and you stuck to your beliefs. And a lot of people and a lot more people than you know respect you for that. Greatly.
I appreciate that, because let me tell you, we live in a society that, unfortunately, it disrespects Christianity and Catholicism, and it says, forget Christ, just do whatever you want. And I'm like, hell no. Mm-hmm. I'm a born-again Catholic, and I want to stick up for my faith on TV, even if it costs me everything. I will do it again, because God gave me Netflix, let's be honest. God created the people who created Netflix. He gave me this opportunity, and this is something I was very uncomfortable with. And I did not want to risk getting Danny pregnant. I didn't want to risk us getting sexually transmitted diseases, whatever the gist is. I didn't want to fall into all those risks and categories. Because, say, if I did get her pregnant, we'd both be screwed. Yeah. I'm not financially stable to take care of a child. I don't have my career yet finished. And Danny's busy with a lot of other things. Could you imagine what would have happened if I had gotten her pregnant?
Yeah, I would have not... I did well. It literally was
because
not.
We have a long distance relationship, people. And let me tell you, a long distance relationship with a child. Do you have any idea how difficult that is? The kids staying with her a couple days and then coming to stay with me. It's like, that's a lot of driving from Orange County to LA, folks.
However, I will say, for some couples, it is easily doable. Like when my girlfriend and I first started out, she lived in the Valley. I lived in downtown LA. We actually made it work every single weekend and every single week. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for the other couples out there, but it just shows that each couple is different. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And there's really nothing wrong with that. So all three seasons of Love on the Spectrum premiered to a massive audience and was in the top 10 most watched Netflix TV shows for several weeks around the world. What was your reaction to the success of Love on the Spectrum?
I was like, I was just sporadic, because congrats to Danny, congrats to me, congrats to everybody who was on the show that season and everybody who was on the previous seasons, like you, yes. Devin. Even if you weren't on,
thank you.
You're all part of the love. Those who were on the previous season of Love on the Spectrum and weren't on season 3, I'm letting you know right now, you're still part of the Love on the Spectrum family. So congrats to you as well.
Thank you.
Couldn't have gone this far without your guys' support, because let me tell you, you, Devin, and Sabote, even though you weren't on the third season, you guys were part of the earlier season when we made it big, so you guys are still part of the third season family, even if you weren't on camera. So congrats to you as well, my friend.
Thank you. That is so sweet. But what's been so exciting is that with all three seasons that you were on, every single time, the show just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And what's been amazing is to watch the cast members get these amazing opportunities. Like, I wouldn't be doing this podcast now if it wasn't for my time on the show. You wouldn't be getting these amazing opportunities that you have now if it wasn't for Love on the Spectrum.
Not as immediately. It's true. Devin's absolutely right. I wouldn't have had these opportunities immediately, because...
Yes.
Respectfully, I still would have. However, it would have taken me many more years and it would have been a lot longer. God just sped things up with Netflix, and I thank him for it, and I thank people of Netflix for giving me this opportunity.
It's just exciting just to see the opportunities and the people that watch and then say that they love the show. It's just like, whoa. Like, it really takes you back, and you just sit there, and you're just like, they know the show, so they've probably watched it. It's just like, dang. Now, there is no surprise that for all of us that were on Love on the Spectrum, whether a main cast member or a supporting cast member, this show has changed all of our lives. Adon, how has Love on the Spectrum changed your life, and how has the show affected you personally?
My dad's become a celebrity now. You know what the funniest thing is? People are just finding out that my dad is Congressman Lou Correa, and I'm like, okay, we've campaigned for so many years. He's a congressman in the 46th District. I've been on TV with him a couple of times. We've handed out family greeting cards, and it's only when he's on Netflix that you people actually give a damn. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Like, not for the fact that he's done so much for the community, not for the fact that he's fought for so many rights for the Autism Society. It's like, respectfully, my dad should have more followers than me, because with all due respect, my dad deserves the credit more, because he's fought for us. He fights in D.C. against these unfair conditions from the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. He's working to help better the lives of the immigrant community. He does so much for us, and I just want to aspire to be just like my father. It's unfortunate that people care more about entertainment than progress in politics.
Yeah, I think maybe sometimes they just want an escapism from everyday life, if that makes sense. But it's funny because I had checked Wikipedia a few months back. Obviously, Adon's father is on Wikipedia, but who isn't? And it's funny because for personal life, it actually says that he and his wife have four children, one of whom is a cast member on Netflix's Love on the Spectrum.
Oh,
So
now they care about me to point out.
I. Well, people need to finally be understanding of like, hey, this is the next generation of the Koreas. So people need to remember that. And I love the fact that you have really had this opportunity for your dad to be shown in a more positive light. Just because
Oh, yeah.
what is so exciting is that I had no idea that your dad was even autistic until we did this podcast. Adon's father does so much for the autism community here in Southern California, so much through his political work and through his social activism. And it is so exciting to know that this is coming from a personal place because he's autistic himself. But I want to kind of go back to Adon because now, in addition to your time on Love on the Spectrum, you are a current full-time student at Cal State University Fullerton, where you are working towards your bachelor's degree in graphic design, and it is rumored that you are set to graduate next year. What is it like balancing school time and the opportunities that you have gotten from being on the show?
Glad you mentioned that. It isn't a walk cakewalk in the park. I actually, the school newspaper did a story about me.
No surprise.
I got it. You're making me blush, boy. Anyway, it took a lot of balance. It was not just balancing school life, but my work life too. Everybody knows I'm a security guard for the Honda Center as well. So I was at the time balancing three gigs: school, entertainment, and work. Took a lot of discipline, journaling. But I made it work. I prayed about it. You're gonna have to balance so many responsibilities in life, and respectfully making excuses, you're just living average, below the middle class. And all due respect, that was me for a long time. Maybe I'm still struggling with that. We all are. Opportunities like Netflix, having a job as a security guard, going to school, that could not have happened for someone like me if I lived off of excuses. No one cares about excuses. You choose excuses over progress, over responsibility, discipline. There's a reason, there's an old saying that goes like this: the pain of regret outweighs the pain of discipline. And you know what the number one key for success is? Pure resilience. Resilience, and keep working on yourself.
I still can't believe that you were able to pull all of that off throughout the course of the last three seasons, working, going to school, and then doing this, all while literally staying sane at the same time. It's amazing. And what I've always had the biggest respect for you is that you show that you may be autistic, but you can do so much at the same time as long as you have the right mindset and you have the discipline to do so. Because a
I'm
lot
Mr.
of
Health
people would
Secretary.
fall under the
Yeah.
pressures.
So, you know what? That's a great point. That Mr. Health Secretary, sir, if you hear me, just know that number one, you're dead wrong. Number two, you need to double check your facts. And number three, you don't know a damn autistic person to speak such outrageous bullcrap about our community. And let me tell you, I'm not one to cuss, but sir, I say, as Foghorn Leghorn said, we, the autistic people, will not stand by and let you put together a registry. You can hate me, you can shame me. With all due respect, you do not speak for any of us because you're not on the spectrum. Respectfully, I don't hate you, but I don't like what you're trying to do either. And I urge you to strongly reconsider this before you go through with it, because you don't want to make an enemy out of the autism community. You don't want to make an enemy out of anybody. Being a son of a politician, I know that this is bad PR for you.
I could not agree with you more on that. Now, you've taken on a lot of new opportunities, and a lot has happened since your time on Love on the Spectrum. You had the opportunity to go to NostalgiaCon. You've had the opportunity to speak at the California Democrats Convention, and you've been able to get tours of both Warner Brothers and DreamWorks Studios.
Oh,
What
yeah.
were those opportunities like for you, and what are other opportunities that you're hoping to explore in the future?
Well, they were a blessing. And what's so cool is I'm never going to get used to the fact that so many of my favorite voice actors from my childhood tell me they know who I am and that they were fans of me. I am good friends with actress star Aaron Zeck from the hit American American anime Ruby, R-W-B-Y, with Lindsay Jones, Kara Eberl, Barbara Dunkelman, and Aaron Zek, who played Blake Belladonna, Ruby Rose, Yang Xiaolong, and Wai Shni. I met all four of them at NostalgiaCon. My favorite anime actresses who played my favorite anime. And when I met them, they were like, oh my God, Barbara, it's him. Like, I'm a huge fan. I was just like, you're a fan of me? I'm like, oh my God, it's like, you're a fan of me. It's like, I'm a fan of you. And it was like, Mom, she's a fan of me. She's a... And I comedically nearly fell backwards. And we're like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. It's like, so you know who I am? It's like, of course, I've seen the show. And we hugged right there. It's like, are you okay with them? Like, she just hugged me. I'm like, oh my God. Never have I ever thought that being on Ellen Spectrum would get me huge recognition in the voice in the entertainment world. Because a lot of the voice actors and actresses I talked to, they told me that they know who I was in a good way. Not as a criminal. So there's no bounty on me, you bounty hunters. Sorry, Boba Fett. Anyway, I went the second day of NostalgiaCon, since I blew off my budget on selfies and autographs with those people. Oh, great friends with Charlie Schlatter. I met Charlie Adler, and I met Alan Oppenheimer, the voice of Skeletor, doing his merman voice. Well, God bless. If only I said it like that instead of saying it like, I'm on in the writers.
The way he talks like it, he makes his voice sound like he's underwater, even when he doesn't have to bubble his lips for merman and sea spray.
Really wish I had said it like that. He would have been impressed with my impression of merman like that.
So this is actually the part that I am so excited about, because I have never, ever, ever done this in the 2 years I have done this podcast. And that is a Q&A session. So many questions were sent in by fans of the show, and I have chosen a few for Adon to answer. And so this first question is actually for you, Adon, and it's, why did you pick California State University Fullerton as the school to go to?
Because it was the only university I applied for. Nah, just kidding. No, I'm joking. I applied for other universities, but here's the fact. Number one, affordable tuition. Number two, it was close to home. And number three, this was a big one. My father's a graduate from Cal State Fullerton. And they have one of the best animation programs in the country, ranked above USC. And not only that, before he passed away, the creator of SpongeBob graduated from USC. I mean, Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, wow.
He's a Cal State Fullerton graduate, alumni.
Wow. So I had no idea about that. That's awesome.
They have one of the best digital arts programs in the country above USC. It was very close to home, affordable tuition and all that. And I wanted to be a part of this legacy that my father was already a part of.
Love that.
I'm so sorry, Cal State Long Beach. I'm so sorry, Trojans. I'm so sorry, you poor, unfortunate miscreants. I'm a Titan! And you can take that to the bank.
Hey, you're talking to a Trojan here, so whoops. This next question is no questions. I just really admire and respect Adon's commitment to his convictions.
Aww.
Oh, that's really sweet.
You humble me.
All right, this next question. Has Adon found that special someone yet?
Is that a trick question? Because I have found Jesus Christ, and he's that special someone who keeps me accountable and saves me all the time. But, no, not yet. But you can't rush these things, especially on God's schedule. And yes, right now, I'm reconnecting with my faith, working through some things, because here's the deal. If I could give any advice to anybody right now, it would be this. Have your life in order before you join someone else's life with a spouse. Because it's not to say you can't get into a relationship with issues. It just helps make things easier. And sometimes you need that special someone to help you. Aside from Jesus Christ, you do also want somebody to help you there. Aside from your immediate family, too. But you help them, they help you. And at least that's how I would go about it. Of course, like I said before, I speak for myself. But hopefully I was able to resonate with some of you people who behave similar to me.
They definitely have. This next question is also for Adon. Adon, how was your relationship with your siblings as a kid? And how has it changed throughout the years, especially after doing the show?
Well, we were in constant civil war. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Well, like kids, we would squabble, but it was actually a good relationship. We actually took care of one another, and my brother Andres introduced me to some of these opportunities. Like, I'm sorry, Andres. I'd love to give you the credit, but this is Dad's credit right here. My dad introduced me to these relationships, these opportunities. I just realized that as much as I wanted to give my brother Andres the credit, I realized, no, wait, that was my dad. I'm like, I'm sorry, Andres, that wasn't you. Nothing personal, brother. We always take care of each other. I love them, and we're all professionals. Yeah, we're still working through some stuff. We're still looking for work after graduate. Well, I'm almost graduated. All my siblings graduated except
Yes.
for Julie, but I graduate next fall, 26.
Yay.
Fingers crossed.
This next question is also for Adon. What are you looking for in a potential girlfriend, Adon?
One who's, this is going to narrow the pool, of course, and I'm happy about that. A woman who respects her faith, who understands that I'm not willing to have premarital sex until marriage. Well, actually, that's redundant. I just repeated myself. The gist is, appearance does not matter to me. Love, ugliness, it's all in the eye of the beholder. But I wanted somebody who has a genuine, caring heart and soul, somebody who also respects faith as me and is unwilling to compromise, not even for entertainment. Because respectfully, here's the deal. Danny was great, and we've moved on. And I thank her for the opportunity and helping me understand what it is I'm looking for in a spouse. And I'm glad she found her new boyfriend, Henry. And I know one day I'm going to find the same person myself. And now I know what to look for in a relationship, whom it is I want. And I get it. Finding somebody of the same faith could be difficult. However, I'd rather do it the righteous way.
So this question is for both Adon and Devin. Okay, I was not expecting to answer a question tonight, but okay. Who are you most closest to on the cast? And are there any cast members you want to get to know more of?
Oh, that's a good
Okay.
question.
You want to go first on this, dude?
I'll let you go first since I've been the one to do all of it.
Oh my God. Okay. Who I am most closest to? That is such a hard one. It honestly, it's because I was not expecting to be so welcomed into the Love on the Spectrum family, considering that I was only on the show for 2 seasons for 3, 4 episodes. But I would have to say that it's a 5-way tie. Obviously,
Yep. Thank you.
Adon and I have really bonded over the past year and a half. We've become very, very close. I'm definitely gonna have to say Abby. Abby and I are a part of the same theater group, and her family is absolutely the sweetest people on the planet. I'm getting a lot closer with David. David is absolutely wonderful. He is the sweetest person on the planet, and he knows how to tear up a dance floor too. Sabode, I absolutely love my friendship with him. We're actually getting dinner together next week. We always try to get together as much as we can. We
Nice.
live like about like an hour and a half apart from each other, but we always try to meet somewhere in the
I
middle, which I'm
envy you
excited
guys.
about.
You and me live 2 hours apart.
I know. Well,
I
thank
hate
God for the
that.
Amtrak to help with that. And then the fifth person that's in this 5-way tie, it comes as a shock, but it's actually James. James and I have really grown close since the second season premiered. We actually met when he visited one time in LA. We took him to Hollywood Boulevard, my girlfriend and I, and one of the producers joined us. People were stopping him so much. It was the funniest thing on the planet. It was so much fun. And we actually do weekly phone conversations every week. So it's always fun to catch up with him and see how he's doing. And then also for him to hear how I'm doing. In terms of who I want to get to know more of from the cast, I honestly would just say all of them. I'm down to really get to meet really any of the cast members I haven't met yet, because there's a
You know, I'm
lot.
down to do the same thing because I only met everybody from the East Coast when we had the premiere party at Netflix Studios.
So then, Adon, I guess this question is for you as well. Who are you most closest to on the cast, and who do you want to get to know more from the show?
Well, I'd have to say, Devin, you're gonna love this answer. You're the one I'm most closest with. You're the one I keep in touch with the most. And I really want to get to know David, Abby, Sabode, and everybody else. I mean, you and I, we keep in touch more. I've actually been to your place. You've actually hosted me in the past, and I've hosted you here before, even though it was brief. I gotta have you back here at my house, man. My studio's almost set up. But here's another thing.
Yay.
Once this house is ready, I would love to have you over as a guest because there are so many great things to do here in Orange County. Yeah, LA, we got stuff to do here too. So I'm not gonna say that because then I would be fired for censorship. But I really want to get to know everybody else. I actually met James in person. I met Tanner, and oh my God, I'm so happy for all of them and the publicity and the inclusion that this show has provided for everybody.
A lot of people think that all of us cast members are competitive with each other, when in actuality, we're celebrating each other's successes, which
Abe Sanford.
important. And you don't really find that with a lot of reality shows these days. So this next question is actually interesting, and I'm actually curious to get your input first. Are either of you, Adon and Devin, thinking of doing Love on the Spectrum again, either as cameo appearances or as main cast members?
Well, I hate to say this, but unfortunately, that's not up for debate, because here's the facts. While Devin and I would absolutely love to, and I'm sure you could agree with this too, Devin, that's not really our decision to make, because unfortunately,
yeah,
we were the ones who were brought on this show. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to Kian, it's up to Sean, and it's up to Netflix. Because even though I'm pretty sure millions of followers and people out there would love to see us again on Netflix, we have no say in the matter. It's up to God. It's up to Netflix. And here's the deal, folks. Don't before you start shedding tears and crying, listen. Netflix opened great doors for both of us. We're still on good terms with Netflix, with Sean, with Kian. And here's the fun fact. They still see the other Love on the Spectrum cast members, even though they weren't on the current season.
Yes.
So always remember that we're all part of the Love on the Spectrum family now. And even if we're not going to be on the fourth season, that there is a fourth season. It was announced, so this is no spoilers. Whether or not we're on the next season, don't worry. We're still a part of the family. And the beauty is, we hope you'll enjoy the new cast members that are going to be on the fourth season. Because as much as I would love to be on the season again, I'm also happy that they're giving the opportunity for other people on the spectrum to have their inclusion on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's actually where I think my answer kind of comes from, just because I have gotten a lot of messages from the
really?
Fans. Yes, people have been messaging me because they want to see my relationship with Andrea, who's my girlfriend, by the way, for those of you that don't know, and keeps living under the rock. They want to see how our relationship works, because we're a neurodiverse couple, because she's not autistic and I'm autistic. And I'm actually not interested in having my relationship play out on TV, because I've never really been that person who wants their relationship that is very sacred and very private displayed. To me, my relationship with my girlfriend is too special to have put out there.
If anything, you're doing the right thing, Devin, because let me tell you, folks, I know this was reality TV. However, I feel part of what made things more stressful for me and Danny was, like Devin said perfectly, it was on TV. And unfortunately, when you have a relationship based on entertainment and public audience, I'm going to flat out say it, it adds more pressure to the crock pot.
It does. It absolutely does. And the thing, too, as well, is this. I only went on the show to help a friend find love. And I was only prepared to do it for one season. But then that friend, Danny, and Netflix, they wanted me back for the second season for a second time, which that was a big shock. And obviously, as we all know from the second season, Danny and Adon became a couple. My time on the show was done, and I actually already knew that, and I was actually happy that I was done with the show, because I was ready to move forward with other stuff on in my life. I got a job. I got a beautiful apartment. I got the best girlfriend in the world. I'm now currently part of a great theater performing arts group here in LA that I'm also doing with Abby, so those are already other great wins for me. As Adon said it best, there's plenty of other great autistic people out there to have their journey shown. And I'm excited to see how their journeys play out. So this last question from one of the fans is this. What is the biggest thing that you have learned about yourself from being on Love on the Spectrum?
I was willing to give it a chance. I'll be honest. I did it because, number one, it was an opportunity. But number two, never mind being on TV. I've never been on that. I just wanted to see the experience, because here's the deal. Some people spread rumors that I used Danny to get on Netflix, or that it was through somebody else. You got it all wrong. Respectfully, that's not what happened. And here's the truth. I was offered Netflix when they approached me. I didn't approach Netflix. They approached me through the guy who knew a guy who knew a guy. And for crying out loud, it was a miracle in disguise, because normally stuff like this, you have to go to these opportunities, not the other way around. And I learned that, okay, I'm great for entertainment. I'm great for voice acting. Maybe I could even be an actor. But I also learned that if Adon Correa is going to do this, he can't compromise his walk with God. He has to stay righteous. And more than anything, he has to be able to live with himself at the end of the day. Because if you can't live with yourself at the end of the day when you've made a decision to impact your career in a good way, you gained something, but you lost something else in the process. And hearing the stories on social media, on TV, news of celebrities destroying themselves because they compromised and then they regretted it and then they find themselves alone, I didn't want to be a part of that. Not that kind of entertainment. Do not sell your soul for entertainment. Do not sell your dignity. Do not sell your honor.
Staying true to yourself and being humble is the biggest lesson that you've taken away from this.
Exactly. And I couldn't have said it better myself, Devin.
I think that's something where all of us have really learned from this experience, regardless of whether you're a main cast member or you're a supporting cast member, is being humble. What we have been a part of for the first 2 to 3 seasons is something that has never been done before. Yes, it was done in Australia, but it was brought over to the States to try to gain it more popularity. And that's also where I want to give my flowers to the original cast members from the show in Australia, yep. Because they're the ones that put the show on the map. Literally they 6 years ago, they put the show on the map. Because we
our Australian brothers and sisters give them a round of applause, because if it wasn't for them, Love on the Spectrum wouldn't even be what it is today.
Absolutely. And I think that's where it is so important for all of us to be humble, but also to stay true to ourselves and to stay true to our passions and the things that make us happy. That's the biggest thing I think all of us have learned from even being on the show. So my last question for you, Adonna, is this. You are an inspiration to so many people out there, and you have helped open eyes up to what life can be like for other people. You've also shown how autism is prevalent in all aspects of life, even in different cultures. What types of advice would you give to other autistic people out there who are coming into their own? And what would you say to your younger, Adon?
I would say to my younger self, give this a chance. Don't be afraid. Be smart. Never take every opportunity to heart. Take it with a grain of salt. Be cautious. And yeah, maybe my younger self wouldn't have taken Netflix, but the gist is this. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest risks was having my personal life exposed. My home. Where I live.
Yes.
Like, what I do for days. And like, some of my, I'm not going to say anything, but some of my family members, I respect it. They didn't want to be on camera. That's why it was just me and my father. And that's perfectly okay, because that's what it's all about. It's all about getting your permission. But more than anything, mm-hmm. my advice to other people is do what you feel is right. Be true to yourself. Pray about it. Seek counseling, like a therapist, a psychiatrist, your local pastor, etc. about your next decision. Always go for opportunities. Never expect them to come to you as they did to me. And that was just one instance. Every other opportunity that's come my way, I've had to work for it. I've had to put in the sweat, the blood, the tear. There are no shortcuts. But more than anything, remember, mm-hmm. even if one door closes when you choose to stay true to yourself, let it close.
Yes.
When God closes doors, sometimes those closed doors are God's way of saving us.
Or in some cases, when one door closes somewhere, he opens a window.
Yep. And he gives you a parachute.
He gives you a parachute because it is a long way down and you want to fly instead of falling flat on your face.
And there ain't no mattresses and no foam cushions either.
Nope. Ain't that the truth? My thanks to my friend and Love on the Spectrum brother, Adon Correa, for this very insightful opening and honest conversation.
Make me blush, Devin. Thank you so much.
I hope all of you that are listening out there got the chance to learn a lot more about Adon. If you like what you heard on this episode and want to hear other episodes or stay tuned for future episodes, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm Devin Morrissey, and I'll see you next time right here on Autistically Unapologetic.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Autistically Unapologetic with Devin Morrissey. If you like what you hear and you want to see more, don't forget to rate and subscribe to stay tuned for future episodes. Again, thanks for listening.